Rolling Respace Fundamentals for Dark Rollers, Beginner Lesson in Ableton Live. Let's build the engine of that late night, foggy, mean roller sound, a clean, solid sob in the middle and a wide, moving reese in the mids that pulls the groove forward. We're staying stock only, and we're going to end with a simple 8 to 16 bar arrangement that actually feels like a tune, not just a loop. Before we touch synths, set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 172 to 176 is fine, but let's sit at 174 so all the timing feels right. Now put a basic drum loop in place, because bass design without drums is basically guessing. Keep it dead simple. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4. If you have a hat loop, throw it in quietly. Even a basic hat helps you hear whether the bass is rolling or just kind of existing. Here's the mindset for the whole lesson. You want the bass to dance around the drums, not fight them. All right. Step 1. Build the sublayer. This is the foundation. It should be mono, stable, and boring in the best way. Create a new MIDI track and name it SUB. Load operator. An operator, keep it simple. Oscillator A only, sine wave. No fancy FM stuff yet. For the amp envelope, set a very fast attack, basically 0 to 5 milliseconds. For decay, aim around 300 to 600 milliseconds. For sustain, you've got a choice. If you want plucky, percussive sub notes, pull sustain way down, even to minus infinity, so the note naturally dies out. If you want held notes, give it some sustain. Either approach works for rollers, just keep the sub controlled. Set release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. You want it to let go cleanly so it doesn't smear into the next hit, but also not click. Now add EQ 8 after operator. Put a low pass filter around 120 to 160 Hz, steep slope like 24 dB. The goal is, the sub track should not be contributing mid-range character. That's the Reese's job. If the sub feels boxy, dip a little around 200 to 300 Hz. Small moves. You're tidying, not sculpting a statue. Then add utility. Set width to 0%. Always. This is non-negotiable for club safe sub. We want the low end dead center, rock solid, and not playing phase games. Quick coaching note here, choose a home note that actually works for your system and your kick. Hold one long MIDI note and listen. Some notes feel huge, some feel thin. A lot of DNB translates really well around F to A, but it depends on your kick's fundamental. If your kick is strong around, say, 50 to 60 Hz, you might not want your sub living on top of that exact spot constantly. You can still do it, but you'll be working harder with sidechain and EQ. So test it now. Pick a note, listen, and commit for the moment. Now program a simple one-bar sub pattern. Roller sub is usually minimal. Try a longer note across most of the bar, and then one or two shorter push notes heading into the snare. Don't overwrite this. The mid layer will carry the attitude. Cool. Step 2. The Reese mid layer. This is the moving, wide, gritty part. It should feel alive, not pretty. Create a second MIDI track and name it Reese MID. Load waveatable. Set oscillator 1 to basic shapes saw. Oscillator 2 also to a saw. Now detune OSC 2 by about plus 10 to plus 20 cents. You can optionally detune OSC 1 slightly negative, like minus 5 cents, just to widen the beating. Don't go crazy. Too much detune turns into a smeary mess and it'll eat your mix. For unison, keep it modest. Two or three voices. If you go heavy unison in this genre, especially early on, you'll feel like it's huge in headphones, but it will fall apart in mono and turn to mush in the low mids. Turn on the filter. Choose LP24. Start the cutoff somewhere around 250 to 600 Hz. Don't panic if it sounds dull right now. Dark rollers are allowed to be dark. Add a little drive in the filter if it has it, just enough to add density. Now the rolling part. Movement. In waveatable, assign LFO1 to the filter frequency. Set the LFO rate to sync at 1/8 or 1/4. Choose a sine or a triangle shape, and keep the amount subtle. This is not dubstep. We're not doing massive wow-wow sweeps. We're doing small wobbles that make the bass feel like it's breathing and pulling forward. Now we process it. After waveatable, add effects in this order. First, EQ 8. High pass this layer around 90 to 130 Hz. This is critical. The sub owns the sub. The Reese mid is not allowed to compete down there. If the Reese feels hollow, you can add a gentle boost somewhere in the 300 to 800 Hz area, but keep it tasteful. Next, saturator. Set it to analog clip or soft sine. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip. You're aiming for weight and density, not fuzz that takes over the entire mix. Optional but really good for dark rollers. Add amp. Try a bass or rock preset, but dial it back. We're borrowing texture, not turning it into a guitar. Then add auto filter as extra tone control. Try LP12 or LP24. Set cutoff anywhere from 300 Hz up to maybe 1.2 Hz depending on how airless and dark you want it. Dark rollers often feel menacing because there's less top end, and the focus is in that growl zone, roughly 250 Hz to 1.2 Hz. If you want more width, you can add chorus ensemble, but be careful. Use it lightly. The second it starts sounding washy, you've gone too far. At this point, the Reese mid should feel wide and moving, but not like it's stealing the sub's job. Step 3. Group the bass and control the low end. This is where we make it mix ready. Select SUB and Reese MID and group them. Name the group bass. On the bass group, add EQ8 for gentle safety shaping. If you're getting mud, the usual danger zone is around 250 to 400 Hz. A small dip here can clean the whole groove without killing the weight. Optionally, add blue compressor. Set attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2:1. You're not trying to slam it. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction at most. Just a little glue. Then add utility. If your Ableton version has bass mono, enable it. If not, just be intentional about width. The sub track stays at 0% width. The Reese can be wider, but you don't want stereo chaos in the low frequencies. This audio version is shortened for playback.